Don't call it last year's episode. Call it re-gifting. It's GRD Sweekly.
Certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Leftovers.
No? These are brand new because it did spoil after
okay.
a year.
Leftover ideas. How's that?
Okay. We'll go with that one.
End of the year. We're getting a little lazy now.
Whole new stuff has come out. We got to do our annual holiday gift guide.
Exactly. That's good stuff. So, hi, by the way, and welcome to GRD Sweekly, episode number
141.
The palindrome episode.
Dang.
That won't happen again for 10 episodes. Celebrate it now while you can. And, enjoy the peace and quiet you have as the hectic moments for the holiday shopping season get crazy going. So, the people all talking about it, well, the lady that knows what she wants out there is the Flintstress.
Merry Christmas, Sheriff.
Say, isn't that mistletoe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The guy with an attitude, that's the Bruce.
Better not cry. Better not pout.
Why?
I'm telling you why.
And apparently the sometimes inappropriate, wonderful Billy Flynn.
Come on, there's a lot more chimneys to explore tonight.
Damn right.
Well, Double Entendre Theater presents...
Well, nothing... they're called Stuffing the Stockings. Come on, okay?
Was mine from Eureka?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, it was from Toy Story.
What?
Because he's a cowboy sheriff.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I see what you're going for there, and
sheriff.
I like the way you're thinking. You want me to wear a cowboy hat? Nice. So, hi, we're the fine, fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. Thanks for, sticking through the crazy opening intro. It's so weird. It was odd.
Was it odd?
It was, because we normally give out a bunch of information and stuff, and then we didn't, because we're just going to,
Yes.
We're so damned excited, we're just going to get right to it.
Yes,
so
we
why
should.
The hell not?
Why not?
What have you been doing, geeky, yo?
Well, lots of TV. I'll start with, we watched The Simpsons and Family Guy. The Simpsons is pretty funny, and it's okay. It's still around, and it's The Simpsons, and there's still funny parts to it. It was another Krusty the Clown episode. I think those are some of the best over the course of the 20-some years.
The number
years.
Of times he loses his career and
has a comeback, but yet it's fresh.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
No, it's not.
Well, that's still what's fun.
It's crusty.
It's fun. It's still crusty. But yeah, you're right. I was like, wait, didn't they do this exact episode before? But
Four times.
Well,
Simpsons did it.
And we'll do it again.
Damn.
We run out of ideas. We'll just repeat our own.
Right.
And Family Guy, they decide to go for a road trip.
Ah, yes.
And then they get arrested.
Amish country?
No. They got lost in Amish country last week.
Oh, okay.
This week, they were in Georgia.
Georgia. End up in prison.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. For a while. Yeah, that was interesting.
Well, at least they don't go back to Texas, because they kill retarded people in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Remember that episode?
The Family Guy and Cleveland Show are all about, acknowledging that it's a television show now. I mean, all the time. I mean, they always used to do it and make allegorical references and stuff like that, but all the time they're always like, oh, this something episode. I don't know.
Seth MacFarlane has said that, he would kind of like to end Family Guy because he doesn't want it to go too long because he's taking jabs at The Simpsons for this very thing. And this last episode where Thane is like, I've done this so many times, I'm just going to hit the cadence. End the episode just mumbling how they would normally with all the same.
Right.
Rah, 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 rah,
and then Stewie comes in and he quips and then they all laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
Without saying a word for the last 30 seconds
of
the
show. You're right. Yep. The show is pretty much done. They're just
for some of the things he does that's no longer funny, that's that little stuff like that where, I'm going to hang with you for this for Family Guy.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see it through, certainly. But, it's a moneymaker now that it's back and accepted by society and everything. And so,
that means we need to get rid of it.
Well, they're prepping Napoleon Dynamite, so.
Yeah.
Did you see the commercial for
that? Yeah, I saw the commercial for that. Yeah. I do not know. I mean, they have all of the voices, and that's right and everything. So the characterization is going to be interesting, but are they missing anybody? Is there anybody from the original who didn't come back?
No, I don't think so. Pretty much everyone came back.
So, I just don't know. Why don't they just do it live action?
Because, it's cheaper.
Benchwarmers 2 didn't happen, so.
Oh, wow.
I liked Benchwarmers, okay?
It was cute. It was a cute little movie.
It was fun. It was good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know how it'll translate.
Subtle nuanced performance from Rob Schneider. I know that sounds impossible.
Yeah.
But it's one of the reasons I love that
You're
movie.
Right. It's one of the only, not out there crazy weird characters that he's played.
Well, you can do it all. No.
He's trying to make that a catchphrase. He really is.
Oh, I think it's happened. It's been in, how many movies
now?
It's official.
I know, but it's... But you don't...
if someone says you can do it, someone else is going to go, you can do it all night long. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah. We also watched Glee. And it was sectionals. And
I missed the first half, but you don't worry about spoiling it. I saw the second half of it, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the second half was really, you know, the more important part was this kind of the setup and the buildup to it. So, you know, Rachel can't compete because she got suspended for stuffling.
For having stuffing.
Everybody stuffling.
She used instant, and that was not allowed in the competition.
So, yeah, so that was kind of interesting. I think it makes her a little bit more interesting. You know, she's still crazy and manic and, you know, Rachel. But it was nice that they could win it without her.
How did they bring the blonde kid back?
They just found
him?
Well, yeah, they knew where he was. Uh-huh. And they wanted him to come back and be part of Sexual since he helped, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, they had to get him away from his job that he had. Male stripper.
Yeah.
Under the name White Chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did they ever realize he's playing a 17, 18-year-old boy?
Yeah, and he lied to his parents and said that he was working at the Dairy Queen.
Yep. They just think they pay really good.
His mom had quite possibly the best line of the entire episode. She goes, yeah, I always wondered why the Dairy Queen required you to wear so much glitter. Put that glitter all over your face or something.
Put that glitter on your face.
Put that glitter on your face. So it was just... Very, very
maybe
funny.
Misfits have a place too.
Maybe.
Okay, and hands down, of the new shows that we're watching for this season, I'd have to say.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Wait, go
Glee.
Ahead.
I don't know where it came from or whatever, but I'm taking care of shit, Finn. Kudos. I don't know where that is, but.
Yeah, he's really stepping
up. We're
doing
this. We're putting this all together. I'm going to talk to everybody. I don't have to do big speeches, but I'm going to talk to you here, you there. I'm just going to make this work. Okay.
For him to be able to straight up tell Blaine, like, I was just jealous of your talent. Like, you are just really talented. And, you know, I've been doing the leads and now you're coming in and you're really great, you know. Because Kurt is also a strong, strong, amazing, talented singer. But, you know, as they talk about in the auditions for the West Side Story episode, he doesn't compete for the same roles as Finn does. But Blaine and Finn definitely do.
Yes.
And so that's like a whole different level of being threatened. But,
so there we go.
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, if it's your senior year of high school, just enjoy yourself. So
yes, because in 5 years,
whatever you want.
In 3 to 5 years, you won't care or remember.
And there is that. You know, it's funny because kids then don't usually come to those kinds of realizations.
No, they don't.
They don't know that at all. So it's almost unrealistic. Like, you're almost hearing Ryan Murphy talk. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, I just don't like it when people on TV do things that are unrealistic. And it's nice that they're all like, yeah, let's get back together. We want New Directions all together. The audience wants that. We don't want, you know, to not see Mercedes.
For the last year.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And then next year you get the
whole, they're going to start weaving in new kids and this, that, and the other or whatever. You know, you've got, I'm only a sophomore and whatever. So
she'll be back.
Yeah, probably. She's not going anywhere.
So new shows that we watch.
Yeah, I was going to say New Girl, which comes on after Glee.
Yes.
It's the cutest, just funniest show.
It's almost saccharine sweet.
It's almost.
It's just, it's got that borderline that it just dances on that line before it's going to go to, oh, we're just so cute. No,
and
just pull back from that.
You know what it does so well that so many other shows fail at?
What's that?
The people are people.
Yeah.
Guys do some guy funny type of things, but it's not a stereotype. They're not stereotypes. Mm-hmm. They had their stupid guy moment last week arguing over shit, which was hysterical. But
this one where they're talking about who's good at sex.
Right. They're all just people.
Yeah.
Real people. Funny. And, you know, Justin Zooey Deschanel in her underwear is always a good
thing. That's great. But Justin Long, I mean, the guy just steals it.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a bad
funny.
Boy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Everything he's in, he steals.
He really does. He is really, really great. So yeah, that was really, really funny. We are also fully caught up on Terra Nova. For a while there, we were behind on it, not really sure if we were going to stick with it. And then we ran out of other shows because everything else went on hiatus.
So we caught up.
So we're like, yeah, let's go ahead and catch up on Terra Nova.
And
we know who the spy is now. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know.
So
it's like I keep watching it, but I don't know why I'm watching it. I don't know.
Because it's like you keep waiting for the aha moment where the, oh my God, now everything I understand in so much of a better fashion, and it's really, really cool because it could be that, and it just never quite gets there. I guess I'm going to be happy with that.
Yeah,
that's
it's
just
kind
what
of
it is.
A dumbed-down version. It really is. It doesn't give you that high suspense. It's not Lost. You know, it's not Twin Peaks. It doesn't give you the
it's
suspense.
It's not hard to figure out. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
It's nice
something.
Kind of fun where I don't have to be that invested into
and
it.
And this last episode had a lot of moments where he got to be dad. And he's not, it's
he's
just
much better
the
when
show
he's
does not work as dad. I think that the biggest problem there is that whole family element that he has.
God, you know who's the worst?
Just kill him off.
The worst is the boyfriend, the military boyfriend.
Oh, God. God.
Sir.
He's so
I'd
trying
like to declare my intentions. Okay. But when nobody else is like that in that time period, that's just weird.
I think he was the kid that's being pretty much raised by the colonel.
Taylor's?
By
okay.
Taylor.
Whatever.
He's being raised by
okay,
him
but nobody's been in Terra Nova that long.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So, I mean, it's not like he was born on Terra Nova.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, I understand. I agree.
Weird.
He's trying to do it right, and he only has one role model, and it's Taylor.
But the one thing about this show is, though, now that you know what's going on, now that you know what, like, the son Lucas is doing, and now you know what Mira is doing, but on the one hand, you're kind of like, well, who's... To a stupid kind of dumbed down extent, they could possibly be right. They kind of have a point, and the other team kind of has a point. You know what I mean?
As far as
right and who's wrong. Right.
But yeah. See, I'm still not sure that I do understand what's going on. So, okay, they've got this two-way communication talking thing, and they're trying to get the one where you go back and forth, and some other place is trying to take control of the car.
Yeah.
For what purpose?
Because if they can figure it out, they'll send resources.
They're trying
they'll
to
send
mine
resources from Terra Nova to save, to help the people of 2149.
Yeah. Well, the corporations maybe. Are trying to mine it so they can get the brand new resources so they can, when they're really expensive in the future, they can make more money. That's pretty much what I've understood it to be.
That would be Taylor's point of view.
Yes.
But from the other point of view, it's like, why don't we just help the people of 2149 and bring them resources?
How are there still more people coming back if the ownership thing is in dispute in any level? That's, I guess,
I don't know.
Why are there still things, why are people still coming?
There's the one agency that's controlling who's coming in, and then there's the corporations who are sneaking people in.
Okay, whatever. Basically, if this show disappeared,
Right, if all the main characters died, I wouldn't even be upset.
If it moves wow. to something that conflicts with something else I'd rather watch, I have no problems letting the show go.
Yeah, right.
If I was 12, I'd probably love the hell out of it because there's dinosaurs occasionally and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, guns and such. Yeah.
And I really wanted to like it at least on that level, but I'm having a hard time even trying to enjoy it on that level. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, and when he shoots the dinosaur with the stun gun, that had so no effect whatsoever. I'm sorry, if we're going to have that kind of technology, like lasers and...
Well, these don't normally come over here.
What? It doesn't even matter.
No, these kind of dinosaurs don't normally come over here.
The ones are immune to it.
And went like, what you got?
We only have the smaller ones near us. Yeah, that's... No.
Okay.
Whatever.
So, moving on.
We also watch Castle.
Yes, I just actually finished watching it up today, so... Yeah.
That's good.
Love to do the 1 hour ago. 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, 12 seconds ago. We were talking about what happened 12 seconds ago.
What do you remember? And this, that, and the other. But the double entendre kind of stuff was sort of fun.
Yeah.
Twas.
Yeah. Well, and nobody expected there to be a tiger on the other side.
No.
That kind of spatosh.
Oh, okay. Now, this is cliche tiger, you know? Okay, then. So definitely most interesting brush with death.
Yeah, so far, yeah. Got to give them that.
And then, let's see. Sorry, looking at my list. Oh, so stuff is on hiatus or whatever, so we also watched a couple more episodes of Eureka.
Yeah, I haven't watched this in a while. Long time, unfortunately.
So it's good. And the whole, there's, you know, love triangles, and there's people, and there's always kind of... But for a while there, Eureka was doing just kind of like science thing went wrong of the week.
Yeah.
And so it's not quite that all the time. It's something going on, but there's a couple of overarching story things that are going on. So that's a fun show. And then, let's see, Roller Derby was really busy. I had a whole day-long event called Seasons Beatings that
I
organized and made a website and Google Docs and, like, all this other stuff. So that was on Sunday, so it's nice that that's over. And it was really fun to play Roller Derby. I think I wore my skates for, like, 8 hours that day and just rolling all around.
Good grief.
Not skating and playing the whole time, but just kind of there and organizing, coordinating,
walking.
And refs and this and that and the other. Because I was running around organizing everything, and I was like, well, I have wheeled shoes in my bag that would make me all this much faster. Why aren't I just putting on these wheels and rolling all over the place? So I was able to get like so much more done. Think about it really is true. And then the day
yelling
before
works
that
too.
Actually we went to on a Tacky Lights tour.
Which is always fun. We get
on
the bus.
This was pretty fun. Yeah, we were invited with some people that I used to work with. And so they invited us to come along, and everybody's imbibing alcoholic beverages.
Okay,
and
so if you don't know what a Tacky Lights tour is, basically you drive around on a bus, correct?
Yeah, everybody gets on a bus, you pay a certain amount of money, and you go to houses
that have the crappiest, biggest, over-exuberant...
Not crappy.
Well, that's just it. It's just there's so
over
many.
The top.
For, like, one of the houses on this tour was featured on TLC when they did their, like, you know, crazy...
Yeah.
I think it was even last year or the year before, this, you know, huge display of lights tour thing.
I mean, you're talking about, like, you can see it from blocks and blocks and blocks away.
Yeah, nobody next door is sleeping.
Every inch of the yard and house and surrounding landmarks are all completely covered in every single ornament. It's just crazy, crazy fun. But it's mostly just about driving around and drinking and having
drinking.
Fun.
Yeah,
because I got to have my ambrosia, which is
really,
cool.
really, really fun and
so
delicious.
So, what areas did you go to?
This is like Parham Road, like mostly north and west, and then
northwest
sides. So we went downtown to the James Center where they had the Grand Illumination in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah,
and they have this huge, huge tree. In years past has had little sections in the back that you could sort of get between them, and you could get inside the tree and you could stick your face through the tree
so someone could
and
take
you
a
could
picture.
Take a picture of you.
Yeah.
They had that sucker totally like locked and clamped and all these like danger keep out signs
they
and there was
Facebook
a security
too,
guard.
You see.
Uh-huh.
And there's a security guard there. Yeah. Okay, too bad my friend definitely still got in the tree.
And she's all loud, shut up, there's a security guard, I'm trying to take the picture. I'm in the tree.
But, you know, cute girls can get away with just about everything, so she just ran out.
Isn't it Christmas tree, not the Blair Witch Project? Look at this.
So she got out of the tree, and she did not get arrested, which was really fun. But there's all these, like, deer all over there, too, so we had to, you know, molest the deer.
Jesus.
Yeah, but it was really, really, really fun. Let's see what else. My school this week is pretty geeky. I had to do a paper on emerging trends in technology and education. So all these things that are in the real technology world and how they're going to be brought into education. So that was kind of cool. Things like tablets and blogging and all this other kinds of social media. And I did a lesson where I actually taught kids how to use Audacity, and they were doing all this audio editing today in Spanish class. So
auto-tuned.
Taking their different, not so bad with that, but yeah, it was pretty good. And we had some sad news. We had to put our puppy to sleep, our dog to sleep. And that same night we really, you know, later on that night, we needed cheering up. We just needed a laugh.
Yeah.
And to take our minds off of things. And if anybody was up for the task, it was the Muppets.
The Muppets, indeed.
Because the Muppets was so, so good.
I was trying to go to the Muppets this weekend, but every time I wanted to go and I was trying to get my daughter to go with me, she had had like a 12-hour day and wanted to go to sleep. I was like, okay, fine. The next day, you want to go Sunday? All right, we'll go Sunday.
Well, you know, we were going to see it when it came out, but then, you know, that's right at Thanksgiving, and then she was sick,
and I
was sort of sick, and it's been just kind of goofy. This is the one movie that I cannot step away from and judge, you know, just on its own merits.
Yeah.
I can't, because this movie was made for me.
It was.
And I'm sure when you watch it, you'll feel the same way.
Okay,
because if you grew up watching The Muppet Show on reruns on your UHF station.
You were ever a fan of The Muppets.
Or you have two seasons of it.
This movie was so made specifically for you.
Okay.
Specifically for you.
It was spot on perfect. The musical numbers, homages.
I'm just going to just bite
days.
The bullet and go by myself and go see it.
You can always go see it again with somebody else. You want to make sure you see it in the theater. We'll own this. Hopefully they'll have a whole bunch of special features.
What I've seen about the movie, I try to stay away from most of the spoilers or anything like that, but I saw they had 3 hours of footage they could use in this movie, but they had to cut it down to 94 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they hopefully have a ton of good stuff.
Including
on the
Lady Gaga skit.
Well, there's a Lady Gaga. Okay, well, there's a CeeLo moment, but... you know, all the stuff you loved about the Muppets, you know, goofy jokes, stuff the kids obviously don't get.
Waka waka.
Oh my God. Yes, the Muppets. Oh my God, the Muppets. In your head, you heard waka waka, mother, right?
Uh-huh.
You heard him drop that, right? Absolutely, it was there. Cameos. If I'm going to nitpick, sure, there's a couple of flaws with the movie. I suppose I can see that. Just for me, I would like to have a couple more cameos. The cameos we had were fantastically amazing. Donald Glover's in there. Mm-hmm. Jim Parsons is in there.
Jim Parsons.
Yes, he does have a cameo.
Okay.
A beautiful, beautiful cameo.
Okay, okay. All right. I'm going to see it sometime this weekend, and I don't care.
Are.
I don't care who
and
the hell goes
with Adams was really pretty good in it, too, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know if we had enough time with them, the way the story was done. But no, I loved it. It was I just absolutely loved it. It was just fantastic. Muppets. Yeah.
So that has been my geekiest week.
Okay. I rewatched one of the most interesting science fiction movies from the early 80s.
Okay.
The Final Countdown.
Ooh, Da-da-da-da. My God. That's a good movie.
Yes.
What a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, little kids. You want to learn about time paradoxes?
Let's show you this movie. And pay attention to the very beginning.
See, this is cool, too, because, you know, my dad loves war movies, so my dad loved this.
Yes.
So my dad's watching it for the war movie level, and I'm just watching it because, oh, my God, there's time travel. It's awesome.
Yes. This is a science fiction.
Family.
This is a science fiction movie that pretends it's not a science fiction movie.
Yes.
Hmm. I
haven't seen this movie ever.
This is a naval carrier goes back in time, and they finally do realize that, but you know where they are? They have the ability to possibly stop the Pearl Harbor bombing.
Oh.
The USS Nimitz, the first nuclear aircraft carrier ever, on their maiden voyage, goes and accidentally hits this wormhole, and ends up in December 6th, 1941,
Whoa.
In the Pacific.
Yep.
Yep. Going, let's take pictures of this. Let's see. Mind you, this is done in the 80s, so it's all 80s technology, 80s things going on, but it's
80s music.
No, 1940s music.
Yeah, because, you know, they go back in time.
Oh, right.
They listen to, you know, Jack Dempsey fights and whatever. It's just, it was amazing.
And the cast.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good cast.
It's a lot of the people you don't really ever hear from again. I mean, you've got Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, Kirk Douglas
and Martin Sheen's is good in it as well.
Wow.
But a lot of the rest of the cast is like, okay, Charles Durning's in it as well.
Did you notice how the early 80s did that? Do you remember the Philadelphia Experiment?
Yeah.
With Michael Paré, where they're like World War II, this boat and this like whatever top secret experiment thing, and he gets thrown forward in time. And because it turns out the experiment is still happening, so he's got to go shut it down there, so it shuts down back. Oh my God, they did a horrible sequel to it that involved Nazis, and they thought that'd be cool. But the first one, pretty fun little romp. It's no Final Countdown, but it would make a damn good double feature.
Yeah. I actually had to convince my boss at work to play this and then to play it on Monday, which is a big gym day.
Mm.
So we were playing in the Cardio Cinema, so I was watching it there.
Oh, dude, that's a good choice.
Yeah, that was really good. A lot of people were like, trust me, watch it.
Keep watching.
Go watch.
Keep watching.
All right. Last week was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I got a few things and had a nice party for my birthday. One of the things that I got was Arkham City.
Sweet.
Oh.
Welcome.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the addiction of, oh, my God, I'm Batman in Gotham City.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing. Oh, it's absolutely just amazing. It is better than the original game, and that's saying something.
Yes, it is, because that was the standard.
Yes. Finished the story mode. Yeah, I finished the basic story mode.
Right.
I'm
and there's
still
all
going
the extra
side
stuff.
Mission. I'm doing a lot of the side missions.
And then there's
now.
The harder story mode.
Yeah, I haven't started that one yet.
Yeah, I wanted to do some more of the side missions too.
Yeah, I want to complete all the side missions first.
Did you get the skin pack?
Not yet. I will.
I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was Monday. Tuesday. So yeah, I got that. And so the first thing I did, I started playing as Batman Beyond.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
You get 70s Batman, like the old Denny O'Neil drawn, that style that was done. You know, sort of a brighter blue cape thing.
Yeah.
You get what is it? You get Year One Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You get Dark Knight Returns Batman.
Yeah.
You get Animated Series Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I want that.
I want to say there's
that.
Like one more, and I'm trying to remember what it is. Oh, well, I don't know.
It's like five or six different
series.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Oh,
it's totally awesome.
Yeah, and I'm still playing it. I finished the basic story mode, and it said I was 44% complete, and I was just like, oh, thank you.
Did you watch all of the credits?
Yes.
Did you like that phone call from the Joker?
Yes. This song.
All I want to say, Mark Hamill has said again, and he said it before, but then, you know, it didn't happen. He said this was his final time as the Joker.
Yes.
If so,
uh-huh.
Could you imagine going out on a better note?
No, you can't. I mean, he finished it off right
there. This was a fantastic performance.
Yes. It almost sounded like he was older.
Yeah.
Even when he was the other Joker, it wasn't. If he sounded older.
Only you. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. The lights are off and it's all creepy and like cool at the same time listening
nice.
To that.
Let's see.
And then you couldn't go back in and do it again. Like, it wouldn't do it the second time because you tried to show it to me and we had to find it on, like, YouTube.
Well, it was quicker because you had to go through the entire credits. Because you know how the normal, all the calls, you can go back and play those calls again?
Yes.
That one call is not in there. To hear that, you've got to go to the credits again.
Credits again, yeah.
But worth it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely it's worth it. Let's see. Watch Castle. One of the newest animated things they have for Christmas this year is Prep and Landing, Naughty versus Nice. It's a cute little story. It's animated. It's cute. It's for the kids, but, you know, there's an adult joke in there once
See,
or two.
People with their shopping, we need more holiday specials.
Yes, we need No, we don't. God knows we don't need more holiday specials.
Okay.
No.
Well,
he's playing.
Well, back in the day, in our day, sir,
yes.
You know, when they were actual special, when stuff was preempted,
yes.
You know, and whatnot, you know. It was a big deal.
Yes.
It was a big deal.
When you got that CBS little
when there was not a 24-hour Cartoon Network for you to watch, it was a big deal.
Exactly. It was the whole, Hell on Wheels, the show from AMC.
The one that's on after The Walking Dead?
Well, yeah.
The Red Dead Redemption game show?
Yes, exactly. I have watched this since the beginning, and this is actually an amazing show. It's well done. It really is. It moves a little slow at times, but it's supposed to. If you haven't been watching the show, catch up on back episodes. And basically, they're trying to build a railroad with a railroad owner that's a little on the corrupt side. Oh, matter of fact, everybody's a little on the corrupt side there.
Business people are corrupt? No.
No. And lawmen are corrupt? No.
No.
No, 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 not like that.
And podcast hosts are corrupt?
Well,
yes.
It's part of the job description, actually.
Yeah, it's right there, right under being snarky. Let's see. Anything else? Other than dealing with a little bit
not
of a back issue? No. Yeah, because I don't have it on my list. It's done.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much my geeky sweet.
Cool. All right, let's see.
So what did I forget?
Well, let's see. I'll get to stuff you might have forgot. But first, the stuff that I did. So I watched Machete, finally.
Oh, okay.
Got to see the Danny Trejo just...
Did you watch After the Muppets?
No.
Oh, God.
That would have been awesome, though. It's fantastic. It's a grindhouse movie. It just absolutely is. It's you know, there's just over the top gore, violence.
Was the scene from the grindhouse trailer in the movie?
A lot of them were.
Yeah,
a lot of them were because Jeff Fahey's still in it, you know, and Cheech Marin is back in it. For those of you who really want to keep score, Lindsay Lohan is topless in it. Okay, sure.
Yeah, who hasn't seen it?
Exactly. I was like, when did this happen? Because it seems to me that's what she needs to do now to get a career back.
Can they hide the ankle bracelet?
Maybe. It's, you know, the fantastic things with digital effects nowadays. But it was fun. It went on a little too long. It would have been nice to have, like, you know, a missing reel and another film to watch right with it. That would have been the thing to really, really do there. So the Marvel Pinball set for FX, for Pinball FX2, went on sale for like $5. So I picked that up. 4 pinball tables. You get Spider-Man, Iron Man, Wolverine, and Blade. The physics are just perfect. Just spot on. Absolutely perfect.
That's what makes a good pinball game.
You know, I love pinball. I'm a video game guy, but pinball was in the arcade as well.
Yes.
when I, you know. So I love me some pinball, and it's a fantastic thing. The only thing that makes it over the top and arcadey at all is that, like, for the Spider-Man table, you know, you've got a Doc Ock standing there, a Mysterio standing there, a Green Goblin is on the table. These things can move across the table because, well, it's a video game.
Yeah.
So you're still doing all the things where you're going up ramps to make stuff happen, but you get just cooler stuff going down. And it's really, really awesome. So everyone should do that. Watched a couple more episodes of Wilfred. Oh, dear God, is Wilfred good. So have to see that, get through more of those. I don't want to spoil anything for you, but they've already gone ahead and done it. Yeah, dude is just insane. He really is insane. There's just no way around.
The dog is really a dog.
But there was this wonderful little episode in which Wilfred, who is always playing these games, in which is he playing games because is he actually doing that, or is Elijah Wood's character manifesting through him so he can overcome his own stuff. But there's this wonderful thing because he had to borrow a bunch of money from his sister, so she's making him a personal slave, and he's feeling really bad about it and blah, blah, blah. And then it comes up that when they were kids, he left the gate open, which their dog fell in the pool, la, la, la. He's felt bad about it.
Yeah.
Wilfred insists that's not true, or rather, his dog Sneakers, who is taking over Wilfred.
And so, yeah,
no,
Wilfred channels him.
Wilfred channels his dog, you know, his old dog. And Elijah Wood's not buying it. But Sneakers wants revenge and is trying to kill his sister.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And, you know, and it's so it's this dark, twisted thing. And then there's this moment where you realize that, you know what? No, maybe it is true. Because before Sneakers goes and, for you know, and he just thinks it's Wilfred. And he's like, no, let's snuggle one more time. And he's just like, okay, fine, whatever. And then when he picks him up that way, he sees his dog. So maybe he's crazy. Maybe he's not. It's a fantastically funny, dark show. And it's funny to see a dog smoke weed.
versus just blowing in his face.
Yeah. So so there's that. So we watched some Beavis and Butthead. Mm. Always a good time.
Beavis and Butthead for me is like, I don't know. I can watch it like every now and then, but if it's too much in a row, I'm like, oh my God, this is just really stupid.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't. There's I don't know. I'm a girl. I can only handle with so much Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
So basically, Beavis gets a pet rat accidentally. So bad things happen.
Then I always hate when that happens.
Yeah. So there's that. Caught up on Thundercats, or we still have a couple episodes of Thundercats?
We still have a couple of episodes, but we've made a lot of progress on Thundercats.
Yeah, so we'll have a few of those left. I just love this iteration of the show. I think it's
amazing.
So
the anime elements really work.
Oh my God, yes.
I watched Alfred Hitchcock's Rope. This is a fantastic movie, oddly enough, starring Jimmy Stewart. Not Justin Long.
Could that be great?
Rope was based on a play. It's about these two guys who their professor had this theory that they took to heart, and they actually did was, well, if you know, if you're a certain class of people, you deserve to be able to kill people. And so they do this.
Oh, geez.
And the whole thing is shot. It was a play, and as a movie, what Hitchcock did, the entire film is shot in one take.
Oh, wow.
When he goes to run out of film, you know, he will zoom in like on the character's jacket as they walk by.
Yeah.
Change a reel, zoom back out. We keep doing the movie. But the whole movie was done in one take.
Wow.
Just done that way. And is Hitchcock's best work? No, but it's a fascinating little film, and I do enjoy it. I watched Where the Wild Things Are again. Knocked that off of the DVR. Mm-hmm. That was, I'm sorry, fantastically amazing. So the Muppets, Where the Wild Things, I'm sorry, they're perfect. Where the Wild Things Are, perfect movie. If you didn't like it, I am very sorry. Go back and read that book, because maybe I was just the only crazy, demented, lonely, insane child who read that book and could relate to that movie. That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. So there's a new Xbox Live dashboard.
Yes, there is.
How do you like that?
It's okay. It's
a little strange.
It's a little strange, but it's nothing that you can't get used to.
No. And so that's supposed to, you know, be opening up the way for all these new features, TV channels and whatnot. However, that also brought up a new Xbox Live terms of service.
Yes.
Which, and they borrowed a little note from Sony, now includes something saying that you won't sue them. It says you can't sue them, is what it does say.
Mm. Yeah, guess
and
what?
If
yeah,
you don't agree to it, then
you just don't get to play Xbox.
You don't get to play Xbox Live any longer. So, so we'll see how that works.
We'll see how binding that is.
And only Xbox, because I love you so much, will I then actually go ahead and give a little bit of good news. Hey, there's an Xbox Live app now. It's not on Android yet, but iPhone people and stuff. You can carry around your Xbox Live avatar and be logged into Xbox Live and talk to friends and whatnot. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I play any of my games?
No.
Oh, damn. Well, then I really don't care. And the 1 minute prequel for the Doctor Who Christmas special.
Is it spoilers?
I haven't watched it yet because one of my friends commented that it made her cry.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe. Huh.
Okay.
Maybe she just misses Matt Smith that
Did
much.
Did you see it? I don't know.
No, maybe. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to.
I think it's fantastic. It's like into the other ones. There's only much of a spoiler to it as can actually be. Yeah. No more so than next week on Doctor Who. Right.
Okay. You know. That's fine. Then I'll watch it.
Only a minute.
It sets up the concept of what that something huge is going on, but there's no frame of reference, so what you see is just makes you so gobsmackedly removed from it. How's that for you?
Wow, gobsmackedly.
Oh, gobsmackedly.
You're damn right, gobsmackedly. So that was a tremendous thing. It was fantastic, and I enjoyed that quite a bit. So yeah, you should go see that, because all that stuff is over on Facebook and in the forums at geekradiodaily.com and all those fun places, because we talk about news and whatnot, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Told ya. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, holidays and holiday specials.
Hey, we've been talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. Not quite the topic, but, you know, it's that time of year and what I'd prefer to be doing. And it's also when shows do their holiday episodes. And, you know, since we like Glee so much, we do know that Glee has a holiday episode next week.
Yes.
Last year's was really, really good.
Well, this year's has a special guest star, Chewbacca. Chewbacca is on Glee this
year.
Tell me, they got permission from George Lucas, got the only actor who officially can appear as Chewbacca to show up. And
not Peter Mayhew.
Peter Mayhew can't do that anymore. The way it's described is they're doing a Christmas special within the episode of Glee, which you kind of saw that if you saw the next week on Glee thing. It's a throwback and a tribute to the Star Wars holiday special and the Judy Garland Christmas special.
Okay, first and foremost, these kids are not old enough to remember the Star Wars holiday
special.
That's
what I'm saying. It's not about the kids. It's about the writers. And it's just vicariously through the kids.
Maybe they know about the bootlegs. Kids knew about the bootlegs.
Well,
your kids are unique.
I think more than just my kids knew about the boot. Okay, so me and my kids created the entire retro video game revolution thing. We did that.
No,
but
not
the kids
so
on
much.
Glee are not so geeky.
It's Star
Artie
Wars. I don't know. Artie might be. It could be an Artie thing. I don't know. But so Chewbacca. And I don't know if that means we'll get to see Itchy or Nala. But damn it, I'm really pissed that we don't get B. Arthur.
I wonder if R2 and Archie are going to Artie are going to dance.
Well, you talked a little bit about video games earlier, and my story is related to video games. It's actually kind of cool. It's also related to school. So you know that if you've seen a lot of cool things on the internet, the Xbox Kinect has been, I don't know that hacked is the right word, but lots of different people have been finding new and innovative ways to use
the
Kinect.
They've been hacking it and using it.
Okay, yeah. Well, that.
And, you know, writing programs for it and coming up with different ideas of how you can use what already exists in legal ways and, you know, just kind of pushing the boundaries. And there's some students, some high school students, in California, they got a $100,000 college scholarship because they created a Kinect powered application where it has to do with like the way people walk and it helps to diagnose, you know, walking.
Their gaits.
Yeah, their gaits. Thank you. Everybody has a different pattern of movement and it can be used to diagnose and treat movement impairing ailments or fitting prosthetics to amputee patients. And it's actually just, you know, really pretty cool that you can use the Kinect and Xbox stuff for, you know, helping people and improving technology.
And that's fascinating because before the Muppets, we saw a commercial for the Kinect, which was Xbox showing all the different ways that people have basically hacked the Kinect and used it for other things. And
or things that are coming soon.
And at the end of it, it was like, people ask, what are we going to do next? It's like, we really want to ask you the same thing. What are you going to bring us next with it? And it was just a fascinating commercial.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's
everything should just be open source and community contributed.
Hey,
will be better.
Didn't Steve Jobs teach us anything?
I know.
DRM.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. Actually, go and get that surgery. Let's see. Last Tuesday, in Alameda County, California, there was a cannon that went off, and a cannonball that was the size of a grapefruit entered a house, bounced off a wall, shot out of the house, hit a roof of another car,
and to the left.
Yeah, no, different way. shot across across the road, hit the roof of another building, and then into the minivan side mirror.
Okay,
nobody was hurt.
Good.
Amazingly enough, and they found the people who fired the cannon.
Okay, who were these drunk little punk frat boys?
You may know them as the Mythbusters.
What?
The Mythbusters. Yes, they did. They fired this cannon off at Alameda Range. It hit something, bounced into the air. In other words, it missed its target. bounced into the air and did all of this damage. The Discovery Channel has said, we'll pay for that.
Yeah, we'll,
my bad.
So. This looks like a job for Buster.
The cannonball catcher.
You know, when you make a mistake at work, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when they do.
Yeah, they said, I'm not sure which group of them did it, if it was the original pair or the Myth Turns. I'm still going to refer to them as that. But hopefully there'll be a special episode on Discovery Channel sometime going, whoops.
Indeed. And if you'd like to follow those and other stories, like, oh, I don't know, seeing the Stargate map, including all the episodes and where they take place, the Amazing Spider-Man video game trailer, and learning that Voyager 1 reached cosmic purgatory, by all means, why don't you come on by and drop by geekradiodaily.com.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed we do. Let's see. So this weekend we discovered alcohol-infused whipped cream.
to put on the gummy bears.
Its brand name is Cream, and it comes in cherry, creamsicle, chocolate, and vanilla.
And those fingers just start flying over there on that keyboard, didn't
they? Would be givemecream.com.
What?
I'm just telling you what it says. Oh, yeah, and Hanson is releasing their own beer. Mmm-hop. Wow.
Oh, yes.
That's from Ryan.
Oh, my God, that's real?
No, that's a true story.
Oh, my God, that's real?
That's why the original one, that's why givemecream.com might be real. Let's find out.
Here comes.
Mmm-hop is real. Hanson has a beer.
It is real.
Are they actually old enough to drink?
Yeah, they have been for years.
Okay, just making sure. All three of them. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
For years. They're okay.
All right.
Okay. You okay?
Sorry, I got distracted. That was a great
alcohol infused creamsicle. Yeah.
I have never seen anybody type so fast.
That's right up my alley. All right, I've got news.
How about some mail?
Mail, that's what I meant.
That's
news.
Yeah,
that's
mail
too.
News, whatever.
Mail news.
Mail news.
A couple of weeks ago, I've seen that you've posted a link on your Facebook page referring to the new Brave trailer from Pixar coming out next year. I actually just saw the trailer for the first time before the Muppets.
Awesome.
Well, around that time, I was offered a sneak preview of the movie and then asked at the end of what I thought of it and the characters. Well, I've liked all the movies that Pixar has ever done and was thrilled to see it early. So, by far, this is one of the worst Pixar movies I've ever seen.
What?
Without giving away anything about it and ruining the bad experience for everyone, the way I explained it to the Disney guys was, I've seen this movie before. It's Brother Bear in Scotland. Spoiler.
That's not good.
Someone gets turned into a bear and then is hunted. Since Brother Bear was a Disney movie, you would have thought someone from Disney would have said something about this movie. Sounds familiar. Some good jokes and some funny people with the thick Scottish accents, but all in all, not a good movie. That is from Dustin. So, I mean, I don't know. Wow. Sucks, because it looked good from the trailer.
It really did. It really, really did. And,
yeah, Brother Bear, that wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
but
it was
better than Home on the Range. So,
didn't see that one.
Yeah, no one did.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, no.
Dear the Bruce. To
yes.
answer your question, I am trying to lose weight with what I'm doing with the question I bad for you last week. But I'm just reading it. I do not edit that. Might be what the cool kids on the street are calling it now.
Uh-huh.
Okay? My lowest weight was 200 pounds when I left high school in 1998. My highest before I joined the gym in March was 345. I'm now at 286. And, dude, by the way, congratulations.
Yeah,
that.
Really. Good job.
With wanting to try and get back to the 200-pound range, so should I add some other kind of weight training other than the little I get out of the warehouse job and bike and treadmill, or just, you know, just keep it off as is? From Jonathan.
Jonathan, stay with the cardio.
You can call him Joe Nathan if you like.
No, thanks. Okay. I'll let you do that. It's what the cool kids are doing these days.
Awesome.
No, stay with the cardiovascular exercise. Stay with the cardiovascular exercise. That is what you want to do. You want to burn the calories. Cardiovascular exercise, I keep telling people, is the number one way to lose weight, because you keep moving and you don't stop until you're done. You do lose weight when you're doing resistance training, but still, it's not as effective for your goals.
Like most things in this world, I always go back to Bloom County when Opus wanted to lose weight and Milo was like, you know, he wanted to get Milo as his coach. It's like, okay, sure, we're going to, you know, eat less and exercise more. And he's just going through all these different books and naming all these different
yeah.
diets. And it was like,
yeah.
eat less and exercise more. And finally, you know, it runs for like an entire week of all these stupid things. And he comes to Milo and he's like, okay, fine. I think I know what it is we have to do. Eat less and exercise more. Okay, so yeah, ha, ha, ha. So that's really, you know, get out there.
Yeah.
Cardiovascular, cardiovuscular, the guts.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. They'll do it.
And speaking of guts and the fact I looked over at the clock and saw what time it was, you and I, Mr. Bruce, both totally forgot to talk about American Horror Story.
Oh, my God. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. So let's do that right now.
Yes.
Last week's episode, not my favorite.
Really?
Not my favorite.
No.
All of a sudden, we've got too many ghosts in the house.
I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't. Everybody's starting...
Are the female ghosts horny?
No.
Okay.
No, because you had the couple.
Right.
The gay
right.
couple.
Oh, and Tate. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, they're not all...
Okay.
Female horny.
I don't know.
Just all horny.
2 weeks ago was just really nice and demented, and last week, I don't know, That last week, it was not my favorite, but not
okay.
my favorite of an overall fantastic, amazing
yeah. and
series.
And I think this episode's... I want to know what's in the walls.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what the next couple coming in, because there's no way.
They're not going to...
The cast, there's no way. They can't stay for a second year.
Oh, no.
Because even I will give up on this show.
Yeah.
Because... This is a horror comic.
Mm-hmm.
And the horror comic
has
gets
to have
new
ending.
People coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's going to be an open-ended one like that, new people got to come in.
Like what Heroes should have done.
Yeah, yes. Like what they kind of promised us with that.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
Right, so sorry about that. So yeah, American Horror Story, by the way. Cool, hey, we've got a voicemail.
Hi, this is Fresh Eye. I'm just calling back on you guys. I want to know why I haven't put Kev on the show yet. He seems like a really sweet guy. And how come you haven't watched my show yet? You guys need to learn about friendship now, if, you know, that's okay with you.
That's true. So Fluttershy would like us to have Kever on the show.
Yes, and we do need to have Kever back on the show.
Okay,
and you know what?
Okay,
I think we're going to do that, actually. I think
took
we're
going to
do
a while
that.
To realize what the hell was going
speak
on.
A whole different language.
And Fluttershy also has pointed out that we have not, in fact, watched My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. So since we're running out of things, I challenge you that we need to watch that. Or I guess that's just something
I
else
just
that
feel
I'll
like
be
it's going to be horrible.
So much cooler than you. And,
you
and
win.
I'll be watching something else all by myself while you watch reruns of HGTV.
Wow.
Damn, that's right. See, it felt, ooh, it got cold in there too, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, burn. So if you'd like to drop a message, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch Result at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could drop a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Kind of like it sounded like I said 2-2.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time because I like it.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
As long as that wasn't inappropriate.
You don't look good.
Like, you're worried about that.
You look better.
I can't compete
I need to
with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time. And reaping burns a lot of calories.
It's the GRD Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight. Next month, a lot of people start with their New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
This is the time to get yourself ready for your New Year's resolution. If it's
so
involves going back to... No.
So, yeah. Go get the 20-piece nugget.
No. No. I said get yourself
fried
ready.
Fried turkey in the backyard.
Right.
No. You get yourself ready for when you start it.
You
got to
get rid of all the bad now. No, you get rid of all the bad now.
No.
You don't do that?
No.
How can it possibly be bad for you, Bruce? Explain
that
to me.
If you're getting ready to go back to the gym, first thing that you need to do is set your goals. Make them real, make them realistic, and make them measurable so you can actually go, okay, I'm actually reaching my goals. Get some new gear. Those old Nike pumps that you have sitting in the back of the closet ain't cutting it anymore.
Wasn't it Reebok pumps?
Was it Reebok? Nike Reebok. I don't care.
Nike Air pumps.
Nope. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't care. They ain't cutting it. You have to get some new shoes, get some clothes.
Get those Reebok toners, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Damn.
Get some good shoes.
Not while
shows.
You're working out.
No.
Those are for walking around.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Get some real shoes. Get some ones that fit and are comfortable and give you the support that your feet are going to need. Go to the doctor. If you have medications that you are taking or you have medical conditions, go talk to the doctor. There may be contraindications, certain things you can or cannot do. Finally, go see a trainer and get a program set up for you. Okay, even if you just sit down and talk to one for an hour and say, hey, this is where I want to start, this is where I'm at, this is what I need to do, they can answer the questions that you go, how does this work, how do I do this, how do I lose weight? Talk to a trainer. They can set up a program for you. And then finally, when your New Year's comes around, when that hangover wears off, you can get yourself back to the gym.
And maybe go see Mike Tyson and Ken Chong.
Hangover. Oh, no.
Sorry.
No. Hangover. No. The first one. No. Not the two. Not the second one.
They were in both.
That's right. They were.
No. Well, actually, they were. They were in both.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then that's the show coming to a screeching halt. So why not come over to the forums at geekradiodaily.com and talk about all that stuff there? Because there's an entire Fit Club section where you can sing, dance, and do the instant jig, which is probably a good cardiovascular, vuscular, the guts workout. And you should really probably do that. So get ready to take some notes. Because we're going to take a small little break, and we're going to talk about all the stuff you should be buying me. Okay, well, people for Christmas.
People.
Not me?
Okay. I'm buying it.
All right, fine.
Hi, everyone. This is Morgan.
And this is Chris.
And here at the Twisted Geeks, we do what geeks do best. And what's that, Chris?
We just sit here, do a podcast every week, giving you our opinions on geek entertainment and culture, while we do nothing else about it.
Sounds like fun to me. And you can find out more about us at TwistedGeeks.com.
Because nobody else can tell you our opinion on what's going on in the geek culture out there right now.
You said it.
So, as Morgan told you, go to www.TwistedGeeks.com to get the right opinion on everything that we feel is important.
I'm Casey Biggs, DeMar on Deep Space Nine, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Parking around the shopping mall when it's Christmas is the worst. You can keep riding round and round till January 1st. SOBs in their SUVs try to steal your parking space. Peace on earth, you say to them as you sock them in the face. Guess there's no recession, 'cause there's people everywhere. Look at all the big time spenders, wreck the malls with fender benders, parking around the shopping mall. Even Santa lost his sleigh, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rudolph was in a loading zone and got mistletoed away. Roll your windows up each time a stranger should appear. That's no present that he's packing. Whoops, another mall carjacking. Parking around the shopping mall, everything will turn out fine. If you stay home, light a fire, and just shop online. Parking around that shopping mall, yeah!
Yeah, Merry Christmas!
It does suck parking at the mall.
Yes, it does.
It really does.
And you don't hear many accordion songs that are that good anymore.
No, that aren't Weird Al.
Right.
That aren't Weird Al, yeah.
So,
true.
There you go. So no Christmas at Ground Zero, but it could become a new standard. So yes, hi, welcome back to episode 141 of GRD's Weekly, in which we talk about what all to buy this year, preferably online. Because I don't know where you got your lists, but pretty much everything on my list can be found at ThinkGeek or Amazon.
I got ThinkGeek or Extreme Geek.
Ooh,
yeah.
So those are the ones that have Mountain Dew.
No.
There are a couple of places I'll have to mention that are different, but for the most part, yeah, it's those.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So let's start.
Where did yours come from?
Mine is ThinkGeek. Mine is also entertainmentearth.com.
Right. And then, I forgot about them. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're really awesome too. And then, if you're going to go to a retailer, it would be worth it probably for Best Buy as far as bang for the buck.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I'd see that. We're talking about geeky. What's a geeky gift?
Electronics.
Not well. Does it have to be?
No. But that would be the proof.
Everything with batteries.
Giggity.
Wow.
Good God, woman.
Okay,
I got one word for you. Hitachi. Go for it.
That's not what the holiday season's about.
Yes.
There must be some way to get back to Father Time's castle before the 12th bong.
What? No, it doesn't have to be electronic related indeed. Because, there are geeky gifts that are crazy huge expensive, and there are some that aren't that bad at all, really. I mean, recently we thrown up on the Facebook site that they made those DC boxer shorts, which I didn't think to include in this list, but I just mentioned them now. They cost the same as a pair of jeans, but they're kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. I don't know when the Joker became a good guy, but yeah.
I didn't say they're good guys. I didn't say they were good guy boxers. Didn't say that at all.
I think when the marketing came out with DC Heroes.
But I'll go back and look. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Well, it's either, okay, I'll contest that it's either electronic or it in some way, shape, or form references something electronic. A movie, a game. So you might get a t-shirt, which is not electronic, but it's probably going to be a Doctor Who t-shirt.
And,
which is something electronic.
Okay, what about DC Comics Heroines Bands bracelets featuring Batgirl, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman?
Oh, I haven't seen those. Is it like silly bands or no?
It's the bands, BANDZ. So yes, it's those that you get to wear, but they're of, superheroes. And I guess since they've technically been in video games and stuff, you can make that electronic. But I would like to think that's a nice little geeky gift, which you can get for about $7.50. So, nice, not too expensive gift
stocking
for that.
Stocking stuffer. Why don't we call it a stocking stuffer?
Or that person in your office that, sure, here.
Yeah, let's go.
There you go.
Throw them a bone there.
Nah, silly bands are out.
You know
but
what's
not
in?
Superhero ones.
But you know what's in? Titanium sporks. $7.99 from ThinkGeek. Titanium spork. Everybody needs a titanium spork.
Sure. Why?
I don't know.
Because
I have one.
It's indestructible.
Because you have one? Yeah.
I have one.
That way, no matter what.
As far as, so we're going to go by like categories? Or we're just going to kind of random things that have caught our eye? Or do we have any kind of rhyme or reason?
I've got mine broke out by like clothes, Game stuff, movie stuff.
Like, okay, you want to do that way?
Start us off and then we'll chime in because I've got some stuff, but let's start.
Okay, well, superhero knee-high socks with capes.
Wait. So
Superman,
socks have capes?
Batman, Wonder Woman socks that have capes on them.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yes, that's fashionablygeek.com because that's one that's a little different. They also have, like, you know, your little booted socks that are superhero and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle style. But yeah, look at that.
Oh my God.
You got to go see this.
Wow, I'm looking at it.
That's really
I've seen
really
these superhero
cool.
adult socks that are socks that have lightning bolts on them, and they come in different colors, so they're kind of cool.
The cape socks, you think I'd have the prices for everything somewhere close by.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know how much they cost?
What?
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me.
My God, I looked at the. It was at the very bottom of the page. It's at the very bottom of the page. I was like, yes! Nice. Good times.
And mind you, we haven't played that in so while. We started dancing.
I know, right? Re-gifting.
Re-gifting.
It's good times.
How about the message drinking hat?
I'm sorry?
Yes. The old style drinking hat that you may remember.
But
now
you put the cans in it and the straw?
And now, so you don't actually have to take the big super straw out of your mouth, there has a message board on the bill of it. It has a and it's backlit,
right?
Dry erase marker.
What kind of reindeer games you playing over there?
So you don't have to take that thing out of your mouth to just go ahead and go, shut up, I'm drinking beer, and just right on their head.
Yep. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. You got any thing you want to throw in there? Or you want me to go with my other
cool
shirt?
You're talking about shirts and stuff.
Yes.
I wonder if anyone will get anyone that we know one of those guitar shirts. Have you seen those?
Oh, my God. You know, you play the guitar.
It's not even that good. It's just like paper and you strum it and it's a shirt. And if you, and the headphones that or the ear warmer hat things, the headband things that guys can wear that have headphones built in.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those. Amazingly, those are Old Navy?
Yeah, ones where they go in the hoodies, but they're not just Old Navy. There are other places, too. But the ones that go in the hoodies were around for a while, but still, I'm just kind of like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're going to do that, please instead go to Think Geek and get me the Death Star Electronic Attack shirt. Sure, it's a little more. It's $30, but it's, you know, got the Death Star, and it fires with lights and sounds, and it's got the blast sequence. You get the powering up sound, and your shirt lights up and shoots a laser. It's cool.
I like those. I like all the shirts that kind of light up and do stuff, like the Wi-Fi detector and the sound wave detectors. And
those are cool.
Those are just fun shirts. Hey, you know, we used to work for a t-shirt company, so we do like t-shirts.
We do. NBC, go over there and get the Battlestar Galactica Cylon cyber system shirt. You put it on,
mm-hmm.
and like the spinal system lights up red once it gets warm from your body heat.
Oh,
so
wow.
You got your Cylon spine in the shirt. That's awesome.
That one is pretty cool. Or just, you know, anything that references the thing that you like. Everybody, those are the kinds of things you wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself, like to show which kind of TV shows you like, or just to kind of, sometimes you would if you see something that's particularly clever.
But someone could go by the WB shop and pick up a Superman apron or a Wonder Woman apron. I'm the grilling superhero. Yes.
It's better than the Kiss the Cook ones.
Oh, there's that. If you really want the cool ones, though, you know what the really badass thing is? Think Geek, Amazon, everybody has it, and it's awesome. I think you can even find it freaking Hot Topic. The Captain America, like, sweatshirt with the hood that's the costume.
Yeah.
And, like, the hood is, like, the mask and everything.
Yeah.
And it's,
there's
like,
a Boba
thicker.
Fett one of that that's really
there
cool,
is a Boba
too.
Fett one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stormtroopers as well, yeah.
Those are just so... Oh, awesome. And you can get them in more realistic designs, more the look, you know, the brighter comic book colors. I just think those are just really freaking badass.
Yeah. So t-shirts do make decent gifts for people. What's the next on your list?
Well, I thought, you know, people might just want fun little gadgets for things that they already have. For instance, did you know on Amazon you can get a Punisher guitar strap? Because when I think the Punisher, I think guitar.
Think about music.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Well, you might carry guitar keys to put a gun in, but
you don't need a guitar strap.
You know, you're going to have geeks like to pick up their, you know, and rock out, so it's entirely possible. Go and find. There might be a couple of tons of other ones. If nothing else, you know, they're going to have probably a cell phone, so why not? Probably might even have an iPhone, so why not go by and get yourself a Buffy the Vampire Slayer comic book skin for your for your iPhone.
I understand exactly what you're saying there. And there's another one that I saw. It is from Lootful.com. It is a case for your iPhone that makes the back of your iPhone look like an old school Game Boy.
Nice.
That's yes. pretty cool. I saw
That's
a,
really cool.
a Nintendo Game Boy dress not too long ago that looks like the cover of a Game Boy. Also, you know,
up,
stuff
up, down,
around
down,
the
left,
house.
Right, left, right, start, and see what happens.
And get smacked? Sure, that's what would happen.
Hey, if I get to start, guess what? It's going to start.
That's the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. Give him a thanks a lot, Bruce.
Well, I can't because on that particular instance, I'd be happy to get to left.
But I'm shh. Anyway, no, I was going to say that there was also, now I've totally lost it. You've got me. Oh, for stuff around the house.
Yes.
You see those, it was ThinkGeek as well, but they have these lightsaber candle holders. So you put a big red candle in it.
I've
yeah.
seen those
So it's
now.
Just kind of like, oh, you know, it's romantic. We're going to have a nice dinner, but it could still be geeky.
If you light the candle, it goes, no.
No.
But who cares? Because you know what? All of us gamers, well, not all of us gamers, all of the typical gamers that you see need to get, well, let's see, defunct every once in a while. So,
okay.
Over at Etsy, you can actually get yourself soap that looks like your game controller.
Of course
wow.
you can.
Yes. They actually do vary it between, you know, from the Xbox, the PlayStation 3 controller, the NES controller, all that. You can actually, and looks like, and is actually a bar of soap.
Sure.
Because yeah. just to get that gamer funk, you need that gamer soap.
Hey, you know, gamers like to read, too, and you want something really cool to hold your books in place. So for me personally, you could go back to the WB shop and get me the Green Lantern movie symbol bookends. So it's the Green Lantern, just the little logo,
uh-huh.
split in two with the books
ah.
between. It's goofy. I mean, sure, don't get me wrong. I'd prefer to have the, you know, quarter-inch scale power battery and ring, but I'll take what I can get. I'm just
quarter-inch scale? You want the full. You want the one-for-one.
Quarter-inch scale, if yeah. I do end up getting my steampunk outfit, could mm-hmm. actually clip, you know, I could carry that one around a little easier.
So you're going to be steampunk Green Lantern?
I would like to get a steampunk Green Lantern outfit together.
That'd be cool.
I do have some comics to sell, so I can buy that $400 damn doublet for my...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's an amazing doublet, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So for people who are, you know, they spend most of their time on the computer and they eat there and whatever else, they got to clean that keyboard off. You can get Cyber Clean. It is a jelly substance that looks like Silly Putty that you roll over your keyboard that cleans it up. It takes off the hair.
Gross. What color does it come in?
Snot green.
Ew.
Look, seriously,
I believe
right
you.
It's
well, that's
snot
what
green.
Slime is
yeah,
supposed
okay.
to come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I guess.
That's
sure.
what slime is for.
It gets into all the, you know, the places and creases into your, in your keyboard that you just can't get clean. Swear to God.
Just sounds dirty.
Yes, it does.
Would you like a more lighthearted moment?
Yes.
If I can travel all over the world in one night, I ought to be able to get you to Father Time in a few balls.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I bet you could, Santa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, geeks like to game. Geeks like Game of Thrones. Geeks would like Game of Thrones games. So how about the Game of Thrones board game?
Okay. And you said that. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all correct, too.
And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she was like over there reviewing. He's like, wait, where did he slip up? No, damn.
He got it all. He got it all.
You know, Amazon, you've probably seen him at the, you've seen, it's the second edition of it. It's out now. So you've probably seen the older one, but with renewed interest in it, it's out. 3 to 6 people. You get to be the great houses, you know, and you're going to try to prevent winter from coming, I suppose.
Okay. For those
a
people,
lot of
go ahead.
Naked action figures. Doing naughty things.
Yes, yes. Because it's the HBO version.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So what about those people who like to play their favorite online game, their favorite computer iPhone game, and not use their computer? How okay. about Angry Birds with the blocks that you can actually catapult your birds
See?
At the pigs?
See, that's just... Now, I
is this angry, the board game you mean or no?
No, this is actually I got a picture of it right here. It's a construction
with the blocks.
With the blocks.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
yeah. Construction set for it. Yeah. I mean, I'm from the 70s where I had a Batman helicopter that was, you know, on that little metal
yeah.
pole that went around
uh-huh.
in circles. That did not have a ring around the blade, so it would have taken your eye out. But I'm stunned that anybody in this day and age would let you have something like that.
It's a plastic one that only goes back but so far and launches.
Oh no,
so.
I get you, but the litigious society that we have, I'm stunned, is all I can say.
Well, it's not a real catapult. Or not a real...
No, I get that. Well, yeah. No, Earth 2...
It doesn't start like that. But it's going to be. It's called Angry Birds Knock on Wood.
What about the Star Trek Fleet Captain's board game, where you basically play with other friends and you've got ships and you've got, you're basically playing big, huge space battles with Star Trek ships on a board. That's awesome.
That sounds excellent. I would enjoy that. It's good.
How about a chocolate mold that looks like Han and Carbonite?
I've seen those. I've also seen the ice cube trays.
Yep, they have ice cube trays. They've got all kinds of crazy stuff.
Those would be cool.
If you have a really, really rich friend who's a fan of Doctor Who and Torchwood, Captain Jack Harkness's coat you could get for $325.
Wow. If you want to still stay cool but go a little higher in price, for $85 you can get the R2-D2 Homestar Planetarium. He pops out, little...
Bloop, bleep, bloop.
And bleep, bleep, bloop, bloops, too. I mean...
What
got 10,000 stars. The Death Star is in the planetarium. You can go through and see the Death Star. So,
outstanding.
I mean,
that's right just... by Alderaan. Oh, too soon?
Aw, that's no moon.
No, but this is.
So, we all love Legos, but sometimes we have to grow up.
No, we don't.
No, apparently we do, because kids can't have the Lego architecture series, which are Legos based on actual buildings.
I've seen these.
And if you're going to do that, you might as well pick a Frank Lloyd Wright building.
Guggenheim?
Falling Water.
Oh, okay. It was going to be one of the two.
You can get the Lego Falling Water for probably about $85. It's crazy. It's 10 inches wide. It's got 811 pieces.
Wow.
It's got the displays. It's, it's not just, it's like, it's a little diorama that you set it up on. So you have a little model of falling water that it's impressive. It's
beautiful.
Impressive.
And it's a beautiful house too. So
good times.
Let's see. What else do we have here? For those who travel, I have your wireless luggage finder.
I don't carry wireless luggage, Bruce.
No, all your luggage is wired?
Yes.
Okay.
It must be plugged in at all times.
Yes.
But no, if you have, it's a key tag that you can put onto your luggage, all of your luggage pieces, and you have little key bob. And you hit it, and you find your bags when it comes around the carousel.
Yeah.
I don't know what it says, if it just beeps or goes, "Hey, get me out of here."
It probably plays ads.
Oh, you've reached Dial Santa. Today's special Christmas story is all about Christmas in Holland.
You just had a fun time just looking those damn things up, didn't you?
You know I did, man. There's some good stuff in here. I like them. I keep looking for them. Things to add to your bookshelf. I think it would be completely remiss if there's not someone on your list, that kind of rhymed, that you could not get the Steve Jobs autobiography for. Somewhere in your life, there's a geek that doesn't have this book, and who needs this? I'm just saying. What? Why do you have that distaste for the book?
I don't need it. I don't read.
Bruce. Okay.
The audio version.
Oh, okay. That's fine then. Somebody can read it to me.
What about comics, Bruce?
Well, I was going to go somewhere else before that.
Okay.
How about the 101 science fiction movies you must see before you die?
I've probably seen them all.
Probably.
But yes.
But
that would
it's
be a good
book. It's a coffee table book that you could see.
I love those. Is it from Video Hound by any chance?
No, it's from ThinkGeek. So I don't know if it's from them, but we'll find out in a second.
Because I love ones like that. It gives you little descriptions of them. Because, sometimes you're like, wow, I've got to find this movie. And there's nothing better than to find some movie you've never heard of and go, oh, my God, I've got to find this movie. That's good stuff.
Off a tangent right there. Friend of mine, two girls at work, they were going to do a horror movie-thon.
Yes.
We suggested Trolls 2.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because we don't like them. And we were doing everything we could to keep a straight face. Mind you, this is me and my boss. Saying, no.
Neil Bog. Yes, go to Neil Bog and watch it.
So go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
The 20th anniversary edition in full color of the fantastic comic book series Bone, Jeff Smith's Bone, is out.
Now,
that thing is normally like $150, but you can pick it up on Amazon for like about $95. So you got younger kids and you would like for them to be geeks one day and a way to like introduce them to the grand epic quest, Bone is a perfect place. Bone is a perfect place to go.
And Mouse as well.
A little bit older kids.
A little older kids.
A little older for those kids, yes.
But yes, indeed.
How about the super sneaky uses for everyday things?
Dun, dun, dun. Like what?
Well, like how you can take lighter fluid, tie,
sneaky foosball games, sneaky air cannons, sneaky room alarms, blah, 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 blah. And sneaky things you can do with digital picture frames.
How you can take chopsticks and aluminum foil. Okay, no, I don't know. I've got nothing.
What?
I've got nothing. I've got nothing.
Go ahead.
Comic books, always a good choice. And since it's the Christmas season, there is the Batman Noel that's out. This was, the one that's based on A Christmas Carol, which Batman, different interpretations of Batman, Christmas time stuff, and past, present, future. So you get the 60s version, you get today. So it's just, it's a fun Christmassy Batman thing with a sort of an uplifting message that you don't get enough of.
Okay.
So there's that.
For good books, the Silly Rhymes for Belligerent Children book.
Okay.
Is that...
They're calling it the MST3K and Geek
That's
a Week
the
Love
that,
Child.
That was written by
Trace Ballou.
I've got it.
We've got that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a good little book. He read one of his poems when we saw the live thing. He read a couple of his poems.
Wow.
They had little pictures accompanying it. Since I'm stuck on Batman and since it's Christmas time and since Bruce finally joined the Arkham City thing, there is the Batman Arkham City graphic novel.
Oh.
Writers of the game also worked on this. This isn't just, a cheap cash in off the thing. It does tie in quite a bit to that.
Uh-huh.
And is like $23, but of course right now you can get it on Amazon for
$15, little man. Put that shit in my head.
Oh, no, it is Christmas now.
Yeah.
It really feels like Christmas. Oh my dear God.
Do they have how many Lost references they have in there?
No, I'm afraid they do not.
Damn.
I'm about to go to DVDs, so everybody's got stuff they want to throw in before I go to DVDs.
Go ahead.
You do know that finally, at long, long last, season one of The $6 Million Man is finally available. This was awesome. I mean, this show was way ahead of its time. It would take until Smallville before anybody else would go, let's go really slow to show... Okay, fine, Matrix. But, slowing down to show speed was just this crazy concept they did because it was cheaper. But look, that works really, really well. We have the technology. We can rebuild him. We can make him stronger, faster.
And out on DVD.
And, since the Bionic Woman stuff is already out, it's time to, get where it all started. $6 Million
Old
Man.
School.
There's a lot of stuff coming out, new releases that are just now hitting DVD in time for the holiday. You get the Hangover 2 and watch the same exact movie back to back.
Or you could save some money and watch the same first movie twice. Just keep getting...
They're doing a third one.
Drink more while you go.
Yeah.
And
it looks like a second movie too.
And it will definitely be better than that one.
You can hold all your DVDs with the special Star Wars trash compactor bookends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting smell you've discovered. That would be kind of cool.
Wow.
The 15th anniversary edition of Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere, the BBC miniseries they did of Neverwhere, is out. Oh my God, I love this one. I've talked about this one before. It's really, 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 really good. And now's a perfect time to jump in there and see some of that. Yo. Yeah.
I have no DVDs.
The complete Harry Potter collection is out.
Yeah, and get it while you can.
Get it while you can before they lock it up and bring it out every 3 years.
Yeah.
Yes. And with special features and such. Alternate endings.
Like all the special edition stuff that they should have had in there to start with. Why not? Or, you're a Doctor Who fan, but, your girl's a Doctor Who fan because she liked David Tennant. So why not appease her and spend $200 and get Doctor Who, the David Tennant years, which oddly enough is a collection of all the David Tennant years of Doctor Who.
Surprisingly enough.
$200?
Wow. Yeah.
That's kind of a lot.
Well, considering that normally to get BBC America seasons over here costs us like $80 a season or something.
Okay.
That's actually not too bad.
How many seasons was that for David Tennant?
Tennant was 2, 3, and 4. So 2.5-ish.
Okay. So 2.5-ish.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's translation rate there, from euros to.
So those are all things that you can get for people. Now, if you're, because I'm at the point now where I'm ready to talk about if you really, really, really love somebody, really have money,
I got one.
Then you should talk.
There is
that's
a wrist watch type of device that is a universal charger for all of your electronic devices.
What?
Yes.
That's too cool for words.
Yes. It is a brand new thing that they have out. I believe it actually is on ThinkGeeks. It looks like a wristwatch that doesn't have a clock on it or anything like that. It has a cord with numerous different attachments to it that can plug in and charge in most every electronic device that you have. And you can charge it up by using your computer.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it really
is. And practical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not really a gift if you can actually use it practically.
Well, yes. No. It's something you wouldn't get for yourself.
Right. Okay. I could see that.
So.
You got anything else you want to throw in there before we...
No, I'm ready to go big.
Go big or go home. Right?
Right.
How about we go big and then I go home?
You go to Tom Spina Designs when you want to go big or go home. Because that is, of course, where you could buy your desk that is your desk of Han Carbonite.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. I love this thing.
Yeah. Now, they have all kinds of really cool stuff you can buy, just like, you know, the Galactic Throne that Vader sat in. You can get the really cool Avengers thing, which got, like, Cap Shield is like your desk. It's like a see-through desk, and Cap Shield is in the front. They've got a really badass steampunk-inspired side tables and stuff. They've got some badass stuff. But that Han Solo and Carbonite desk, Yeah, if you win the lottery, you can go ahead and get me
that. What website is that one?
That one is tomspinadesigns.com.
Yeah, I'm going to spell that right.
Yeah, you should.
I actually found a list of some that had some good ones. I'm just going to pick from here. There's a life-size replica of Yoda for $700.
Nice.
Kind of cool. A giant Balrog head from Lord of the Rings. It's almost $2,000, but it's 4 feet wide to hang on your wall like you killed it. And mounted a Balrog. There's a Tesla Roadster. It's $109,000. Halo 3 Master Chief costume. Truly awesome. It's something like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get a shirt that Adam Baldwin actually wore in Serenity for about $1,000.
How much for one he wore in My Bodyguard?
I don't
probably a little bit
so.
Less.
Yeah, because that would be, I mean, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. How about a section of the actual filming model of the Death Star from Star Wars?
Oh, hell yes.
$3,000, but it's a piece of movie history. And there's also, you can name a species of insect after someone. There are 4 species of insects available to be named, and it would be named after them for at least $500.
You can name a star after somebody. They still do that.
That's sweet.
I have a star.
Yes, you do.
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah.
They play these commercials somewhere. 2 times a year. They play them at Valentine's and Christmas.
Yep. Gotcha.
Hey, guys, you can't think of anything. How about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Where else is there? There is the replica, the life-size replica of a space shuttle.
Okay.
I think it's selling for $10 million. It's anywhere between $3.5 to $10 million.
I would really like to have that.
It is a life-size replica. It's not a non-working model, sorry.
Right.
But
you know what you do? You put the bouncy castle stuff on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And you act like... Boing,
boing, right? Wow.
Put that in the bed. Put that in the bay.
Yes.
It's great. Just, I hope it actually opens up. If it actually opens up, I might think about getting it.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I have one thing left on my list, so I don't know if anybody else wants to talk. Okay. This is at nerdapproved.com. It is $75,000.
And?
And you know how when stuff from your childhood gets to come back and actually get to be something new but is the same thing and it's awesome?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember the vehicles we had as kids, Bruce? Remember how there were big wheels?
The green machines and stuff like that?
The green machine.
Yes!
Bruce, the green machine big wheel motorcycle is $75,000. And for all of you that are sitting there slack-jawed and haven't not just woke up so you don't know what we're talking about, the green machine was the cousin to the big wheel that was so much more awesome because it had those 2 little levers.
Yes.
And when you were pedaling like a madman, if you popped those just right, you did a 180 and you pedaled the other way. And
yes.
If you did it wrong, you rolled all over the concrete and asphalt.
Wow.
And then you went home and cried to your mom and we all laughed at you and you never got to ride my big wheel again. The green machine was incredibly awesome and would never survive in this day and age because it's not a safe toy for children.
Not even close.
And are you there yet? Do you see it?
No,
yet?
I can't find it.
All right, Bruce, it looks like this. It is an actual motorcycle designed to look like a green machine that fits you, your adult body.
Oh,
now, I'm not even going to ask if they still have the levers, because I would kill myself with this.
Yes, because you try to hit the lever, then hit the brake real quick, and oh yeah.
So yeah, it is basically going to be your three-wheeler motorcycle thing, but it's a green machine, so you're going to forgive it because that is fracking awesome.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's got the guy like he's pulling levers.
I see. I don't know. I don't know if they do anything or if they're just for show. But yeah,
they're probably steering. It's probably a steering mechanism somehow. They don't actually attach to the wheels itself.
Wow.
See, I think the actual, if you look there on like the little console, I think is the actual steering things. But that giant front wheel like that is just so
the traditional bad. Steering wheel has been replaced by two handheld push-pull levers that control the two rear wheels, accelerating and braking are as simple as pushing or pulling.
I see it. Yeah.
God, it does.
And there's a transmission control during using a foot lever.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got an 8.5-gallon tank that you can go for 400 miles.
Yeah.
Oh. Picture going down a Dragon Con on that thing.
Yeah, it's not street legal, but still, wow.
Picture going down a Dragon Con on that thing, because, you know, shoot, if you can go to Dragon Con, you can afford the ticket.
Well, one would think, but yeah, I would, that, you know, yeah, I know it's not street legal and all that.
Who
other
cares?
Crap.
Well, no, you put it in the back of, like, a truck or something, but you just take it and you just drive it around.
I drive in my backyard. No, right? I would love that. It would be awesome.
Oh, I would drive up down the street with this. Who cares? I put a license on it.
Yeah, because if the cop pulled you over, you'd be like, look at it.
Come on, dude.
Okay, fine. Write me a ticket. I'll pay it.
Not a problem.
So there's tons of things that you can get, and it's not too late. You can still go online and have stuff sent plenty of time, you know, for your holiday wrapping and all that other fun crap. Or you could go to the mall and fight people, or, you know, stay at home and watch holiday specials.
I like going
to
the mall and fighting people.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Throw a shoulder every once in a while.
See, I worked in a mall at Christmas for far too long.
Yeah. Oh, I did too, but for 1 year, which is far too long. But throw an elbow once in a while.
Well, I couldn't because I worked there.
I know, I don't.
That's a sad thing. Well, that's right. That's part of what the problem is. So any last minute things people need to buy? Just remember batteries, because apparently everything's electronic, including your shirts now.
Yeah.
Just get at me stuff. That'd be nice. I'll take the green machine. I'll take the little plushies. I don't care. Give me something for Christmas.
You're a furry? That's what I heard you say.
I'll take one. I don't care.
Alrighty then. So thank you so much for dropping by. We do appreciate it. GRD is licensed Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 96 3.0 license. Make sure you drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, result at geekradiodaily.com. Come by and check us out at Facebook. Come by and see us at the website for the forums. We're on Twitter, all those fun things. We might do Google+. I think 3 or 6 people are. Yeah. You could always drop a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HACK.
To where now?
206-3-FUN-HACK.
Hold it one more time. He's got to hold him over.
206-3-FUN-HACK.
Thanks for dropping by. We will see you in a sweep.
Computer, drain the human's brain of all Santa knowledge.
Informed sources report legions of junior citizens are making monumental efforts not to cry and not to vote.
Because of the following special programs, the CBS Tuesday Night Movie will not be presented this evening.
Saturday, laughable, lovable Frosty the Snowman comes to life in the heartwarming story of a little girl's love, an original holiday classic. Then 'twas the Night Before Christmas, an enchanting tale about boys and girls everywhere on the most important night of the year. Two holiday treats, Saturday at 8, 7 Central and Mountain.
The Donnie and Marie Christmas special will continue in a moment.
Sunday, join the Pink Panther when he turns his holiday blues into a pink Christmas then.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Catch the Yuletide spirit with Scooby-Doo as he cooks up a batch of holiday surprises.
Yogi Bear and the gang join Casper and Harry Scary for Casper's Christmas Wish. Then a dream come true makes the holidays extra special in a family circus Christmas Tuesday.
Tuesday, don't get left out in the cold. Let Bugs Bunny and all his crazy friends light up your holidays with Bugs Bunny's Loony Christmas Tales, Tuesday.
That's all, folks.
Wednesday, two best-loved Christmas classics.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
The Peanuts gang searching for the true holiday spirit on a Charlie Brown Christmas. Then is Santa's day up for grabs?
I must stop Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Wednesday.
We now return to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.